always feel at home on First Avenue. For in this heart of mine and the city you will find, Helen's on the corner of First Avenue.
That was East Van Girl, Madeline Reed with Helen's. All right, and you have another female recommendation, Katie Ferreira. Tell me about Wolf Cry.
Yeah, so I met Katie at this place called the Hotel Cafe in Hollywood.
Hollywood?
Yeah.
In L.A.? Oh, yes, tell me about L.A. because you just went down there.
Yeah, I spent about 6 weeks there. Mm-hmm. And yeah, I love it there. And especially the Hotel Cafe. It's just like such a cool spot. You end up meeting like so many cool people there, and just the energy is like tangible in that.
And did you meet anybody famous? Did you see any?
Sort of famous. I mean, I met one of my favorite musicians of all time, Theo Katzman.
Wow.
Yeah, he's from the band Wolfpack. I also met J.P. Sachs and another one of my my personal heroes, Ari Herstand, who he's got like a bunch of really cool content on. First and foremost, he's like an awesome songwriter, and he's like had a successful career that way. But he's also got like a bunch of like a book and content, podcast and a blog, all about like how to make it in the new music business, as he puts it. So it's really useful information for indie musicians. But anyways, back to Katie. I saw her at this event called Monday, which is like this. It's like the best open mic you've ever heard, except it's not an open mic. It's curated. But it's like there'll be like 10 artists in a night, and they all do like these short kind of spots, and they do it every Monday. And everybody there is just like so good, so on point. And so I met Katie there. We're actually I was talking to her today. We're planning a recording session in we're going to go up and record on a mountain in Garibaldi Park, actually, which is the name of my new single that we're dropping tomorrow.
That's right.
Yeah, but we'll get there. For now, this is Katie Ferreira, Wolf Cry.
And that was Wolf Cry. Oh! All right. And yeah, that was amazing. She has an amazing voice. And I'm so happy that you shared this song. Okay, we're going to get to a song of yours, Kyle, called The Other Side of Anything. Tell me about this one, because I see it's recorded outside in nature. Tell me about where the video is.
So we filmed it at this location called, I think it's called Kingshorn Cabin. And I just found it on All Trails, which is like a hiking app where you can find like cool hikes and destinations to go to. And I was looking for like, I don't know, just kind of like a secluded spot to film this video. And we found this cabin that's just kind of open to the public. I guess there used to be like a groundskeeper for this park. He used to live there. Like the cabin's like over 100 years old. It's pretty cool. Like no electricity, no plumbing or anything. It's just like, so I saw that spot on All Trails. I'm like, yep, that's where we're doing the video for this. But so that's kind of maybe just 20 minutes or so north of Victoria. And it was shot with the help of my good friend Jake Heckley, who you heard one of his songs earlier. And the song itself is just sort of about this idea that, you know, sometimes the things that you think that you want don't turn out to be what you thought they were. And then, but like on the reverse of that is that, you know, sometimes the things that that seem catastrophic at the time can be blessings in disguise or what have you. So it's just this idea that everything sort of contains its own contradiction.
Wonderful. And is it just you on guitar here?
I'm playing everything on this track, but there are like it's more than one guitar and there's like bass and some percussion as well.
The multi-talented Kyle Winjack.
It takes a lot of fucking courage to surrender to the beating of your heart. It takes falling down to realize the ground's not such a bad place to start. Well, it takes time to find some peace of mind. From time to time you'll realize the missing piece was only just a part. And it takes autumn to remind you that there's beauty in things falling apart. Side of pleasure is pain. Yeah, there's always something hiding away on the other side of anything. Well, it takes slowing down to figure out exactly where it is you wanna go. Getting there and feeling better to finally admit that you don't know. It takes energy to set you free from what they say you need to be. I don't believe in everything I'm told. But it takes trust to give up what you've got to look for something better down the road. Is play, and on the other side of beauty is shame. Yeah, there's always something hiding away on the other side of anything.
takes autumn to remind you that there's beauty in things falling apart.
All right, and we're back. Okay, we got another song queued up called I Don't Know Why. So tell me about Scotty Hills.
Yeah, Scotty Hills, he's a good buddy of mine. He's listening right now, I think. He texted me saying he was tuned in. So
hey, Scotty.
What's up, Scotty? But yeah, this is one of my favorite tunes of his. Actually, my favorite of his songs is not out yet, but he's working on an album that's really awesome, and I've been sort of going over to his place once in a while, to his home studio where he's making this masterpiece, and kind of just listening through the process and giving some feedback and stuff. And so this new album that he's working on is going to be really awesome. But I Don't Know Why, it's a banger. You're going to love it.
All right. Right here on CJSF.
I don't know why. I do these silly little things to hurt you. Just can't say. Trying to begin at the end, but I need your friend. I don't know why. Why we're living in the past, why we're moving way too fast. This ain't freedom. It's like we're marching in for battle, and our tail starts to rattle. Our emotions make us numb. We catch each other's eyes, and we laugh until we cry. This is so dumb.
This is so dumb.
And while my left hand's holding yours, my right hand's on my sword, just in case you touch my heart with the very sharpest part. You, I don't know why. Silly little things to hurt you, just can't say. Oh, I must have been stuck out in yesterday. Do you have it in your heart? To forgive me for those things I say. Could you find it in your heart? Choose your defense sympathetically. If we could just lay down our guns, walk hand in hand to the sun, maybe we'll just catch fire.
So good. Kenan, you were singing along with that song.
Yeah, I mean, that's like my favorite Scotty Hill song. I heard it live. I was recording for a show of theirs, and just an amazing performance. Such a great singer.
Perfect.
Yeah,
now, you're going to tell me about Alone Again Naturally.
So this is actually a cover of like an old 70s song by Gilbert O'Sullivan. Mm-hmm. But the kind of showrunner of Wolfpack, Jack Stratton, did a really cool cover of it that really put me onto the song. And so I covered it with a good friend of mine, Kat DeMello. And her handle is DJ Mellow Cat on Instagram.
Awesome. And is she a DJ?
She's a DJ, yeah.
She's a DJ? Awesome.
Excellent DJ. Filipino. And she's just great. And so she's on violin in this. I'm on the vocals and piano.
Perfect.
Yeah. It's all live off the floor, one take. Well, we did more than one take.
We did a couple takes, but the recording is, you know, it's all in one go. We didn't really touch it up much after, so.
Enjoy.
Treat myself and visit a nearby town. And climbing to the top, I throw myself out in an effort to make it clear to whoever just what it's like when you're shattered, left standing in the lurch in a church where people say, "My God, that's tough." She stood him up. No point in us remaining. Me as well go home.
So good. Amazing. So, wow. You are an artist as well. And so you sing and do you play any other instruments?
Mostly just piano. I mostly just play piano. I just started singing a lot more recently. Kyle's kind of gotten my confidence up with that. You know, being such an excellent musician, praise from him is, you know, makes you feel good. So started doing a lot more singing now. I've been playing piano since I was about 4 years old.
Awesome. Okay, we're going to try and get this song up here because you have a friend that has a song on Spotify, which I'm still trying to actually get because I noticed I had to log into that. Okay, okay. Patrick Smith.
Yeah, I'll do some backstory. I'll stall for you for a sec. So, yeah, Pat's a great friend of mine. He actually just texted me. He's currently drinking at The Lab right now, which is a classic dive bar in Toronto. And we used to... again, Pat and I used to be roommates. He's a phenomenal tenor sax player. So this this song is a cover of Billie Eilish's I Love You, but it's just with this Kellen jazz trio. And
we love you, Patrick.
We do.
Yes.
Love you, Pat. Yeah. Here we go.
Thank you.
Amazing. Patrick Smith, all the way in, was it Toronto?
Yeah.
Toronto. Thank you so much for listening. All right. So tell me about this mobile recording studio.
Yeah.
On wheels.
Yeah. So I, you know, during the pandemic, I moved out to Victoria for a while, and then I kind of got the feeling after, you know, like things were starting to open up that I wanted to, like, you know, be able to, like, go back to a bigger city again and kind of, you know, be more in the hub of it, but still be able to, like, travel around to different places and, like, kind of get out into nature a little bit more and, like, record there. So the, I guess the idea that I had to accommodate all of that was to build a recording studio in a big travel trailer. It's a 32-foot travel trailer, and yeah, it's solar powered, and yeah, I've been recording a bunch of music in it. If you know, if you're listening to this and you're in Vancouver and you're interested in doing a session, hit me up on Instagram at Winjack Studios, and you can see, like, you know, photos of
all the places you've been. Yeah,
yeah, yeah. And I'm planning on heading back to LA in September. I'm working on a visa application so that I can stay there for hopefully a whole year.
Nice. Yeah. All right. Well, thank you so much, guys, for coming on the Wham Bam East Van Show. Wham Bam.
East Van. Yes,
yeah,
indeed.
Baby. All right. Okay, we're going to end with your most recent song here called Garibaldi Park. Tell me about it.
Yeah, so it comes out officially tomorrow, but you're hearing it tonight. And yeah, again, if you go to my my Instagram, you'll see, like, a link in the bio to go to the pre-save link. And tomorrow I've got a show at Trees Cafe near Waterfront Station. I'm playing at, well, the doors are 7:30 and the music starts at 8. It's me and a couple of other awesome local acts. And yeah, so Garibaldi Park is, you know, it's a song about just telling the story of hiking up a mountain in Garibaldi Park, and I'll let the music do the talking from there, I suppose.
Awesome. We'll catch you all next week, guys. Good night.
To the peak, a little bit longer if you follow the creek, but at least you know that you won't get lost along the way. And I saw you there at the top. You offered
radio.